Good morning. Angels are flying. Light. Feeling the difference between the first day and today? How many can feel a difference in themselves? Now the thing is not outside, but it's me. Yes? Now, today we are going to do something which we will continuing doing it daily so that we will feel like this every day. We don't want to keep it as a 3-day feel-good factor. I went there, there was a lot of peace, purity, light, I felt very nice, now I'm back. And when I'm back, then we say, oh, at work, stress is natural, anger is natural. No. We're going back changed, and like brother said yesterday, we have to sustain that change. It's like a battery which was discharged and was living its life discharged. And that battery got a chance to now get charged in 3 days. So the battery is feeling full. When you're full, you feel complete, you feel light, we are not reacting, we are not getting negative thoughts, battery is charged. How many days will this battery remain charged like this? How many days? You're already feeling angelic. I told you yesterday, it's easier to become an angel than an engineer. You never felt you were an engineer after 3 days of joining college. Even after 4 years we felt, oh, have I understood everything? Do I know everything? No. You're just 3 days because it's very simple. Because we're actually just going back to who we originally are. We're not doing anything new. It's something which is clean, it's pure, like this table, pure white. 10 days not taken care of, 10 days not taken care of, what will happen? There will be dust. But that dust is not the original color of this white table. But over a period of time, if I don't clean it, I will start believing that stain, that dust is the original design. That is what happened to our lives. Yesterday morning we saw each soul pure, divine. What were the 7 qualities of every soul? What did Sister Usha say yesterday? What are the 7 qualities? Purity, knowledge, bliss, peace, love. Now this is not just a list. This is our nature. This is the original color. This is the original color of every soul. Then what were the little stains? The other list is the stains. We won't talk about the stains. But those were the little stains. Then we came here for 3 days. Just a little pure vibration. Sharing jnana, having sattvic food, stains seem to have disappeared. And we can feel. What you're feeling now is not the vibration of the place. What you're feeling now is the vibration of your own purity. So isn't 3 days, taking out 3 days worth it? In 3 days we can start feeling our own purity. Which means the table was dirty. We took out 3 days and we went. And once we scrubbed, all the stains are out. Now what do we have to do from tomorrow? What would we do to this table from tomorrow? After cleaning it once, getting it back to its white, now what do I do to it from tomorrow? Tomorrow I don't need to scrub it. I just need to... Just one little wipe. And if I give that 5 minutes for that one little wipe every day, that table is going to be white every day. So are you ready to do that one little wipe every day? Certain? Because then this 3 days is worth it. Otherwise it's a 3-day holiday. Nice holiday, different holiday, sattvic holiday, but 3-day holiday. Otherwise, these 3 days can be a life-changing process. If I decide to wipe the table every day, then I'm going to be as light as I'm feeling now. And that's the aim of coming here. Every soul is pure, divine. Situations, people's behavior, journey of one life, another, did not wipe, body conscious, anger, lust, greed, okay. Now, to get the battery to be charged again, I just need that original color of the soul, the original sanskars of the soul need to emerge. Just look at the soul like a CD which has lots of songs. Lots of songs. Yesterday you must have seen there are different folders on this fold. One folder of sanskars is the sanskars which the soul carries from past birth. Right now we are in this body. We each one carrying sanskars. Time comes out of this body into the next body. What are we taking with us? Only sanskars. Rest everything is left behind. Then out of that body into the next one, what are we taking with us? Sanskars. Which means one folder on every soul is past birth sanskars. Very powerful folder. That's why if you have 2 children, you will see everything in the present is the same for them, but yet their personalities are different. Same parents, same environment, same school, same everything. And yet they can be completely different because both those souls have a very different past birth folder. So one folder on the CD is past birth. Second folder on the CD is the sanskars that we get from our family, from our parents. Second folder. Third folder on the CD is sanskars which get created because of the environment. The country we are born in, the culture, the school we go to, the friends we are with, we get influenced. Sanskars. Third folder. 3 folders kaun se ho gaye? First folder, past birth. Second folder, parents, family. Third folder, environment. Fourth folder. Any sanskar that I create out of my own willpower. I can have a tough sanskar in any of these 3 folders. Let's say I have a sanskar to tell lies. It must have come in one of these 3 folders. Either it came out of past birth, or I got it from my family, or it got created with friends and where I was. I have that sanskar. If I decide today, enough, enough. From today, only honesty. Possible? Possible? Which means I've created a new file out of my willpower. This is the 4th folder. Sanskars created due to our willpower. This folder is very powerful. It can override the 1st 3 folders. Doesn't matter what sanskar we carried from the past, what we got from parents, what we got from friends, create a sanskar from willpower and these 3 will get finished. They will be there in the folder but never get used. So 4 folders. These 4 folders are different for every soul. Right? Your past birth, my past birth different, your parents, my parents different, your environment, my environment different, your willpower, my willpower different. 4 folders different for every soul. 1 folder of sanskars common for every soul. And that is the original sanskars of every soul. Which files are there in that folder? Those 7. Those 7 files are in that folder, and that folder is there on every soul. It's just that lately we haven't been using those files often, we keep popping up files out of the top three, and then they go into the automated mode, and that sanskar keeps popping up. Now we are here, and then we take a decision that I'm going to start using my sanskars of that original folder. Anger is in my first three folders, but peace is in this original folder. Love is in my first three folders, hurt is in my first three folders, love is in my original folder. Expectation is in my first three folders, acceptance is in my original folder. So what is the process going to be? Start opening the files of the original folder. When we go back from here, we're going back into a world where most of the people are using the first three folders. So the consciousness, the vibration of where we live, where we work, where we stay, the vibration, that universal consciousness, has those first three folders. When we go there, and because we are also used to using our first three folders, and then we get the vibration also from there, the chances of we also using that folder will increase, unless we do something so that original folder gets influenced every day. What happened when we came here? The vibrations were of the original folder. We had the original folder pop up. Here we are, experiencing purity and lightness. Now, what should we do after going back so that original folder pops up every day? Make it favorite. Yes, after few days it will become a favorite. But just few days, we have to do something. Remind ourselves, yes. What else? Yeah, so what is that work? We have to work on ourselves. Little attention, but what is that attention? When we think of someone, have you ever experienced telepathy, that you think of someone and the person thinks of you at the same time? How many have experienced that? Almost everyone. We connect to someone and there they are. They were dialing us at the same time and here we are together. And we say, oh, I was just thinking of you. We don't know out of the two who thought first. But we know one soul thought, the other one caught it, and then radiated the same thought, and here they are connected. Now, which means, when I think of someone, my thoughts radiate to that person. If that person is thinking of me at the same time, they will catch my thought, and they will reciprocate. So that's why telepathy happens. Sometimes it doesn't happen every time. Which means you think of someone sometimes, they call up exactly at the same time, happens sometimes, doesn't happen every time. Your thoughts reach them every time, but if they are thinking of you at that time, then they will catch it. Otherwise they will just consume it. I radiate a thought to her, I want to talk to her. She's a beautiful person, I feel like talking to her. This is a thought. As soon as I create it, energy radiates. This energy will reach her, but she will not be able to recognize my exact thought. She will be able to recognize it only if she is thinking of me at the same time. Because if she is not thinking of me, she is thinking of someone else, and which means I will get the phone engaged because she is talking to someone else in her mind. But if she is talking to me internally, she will catch my thought, and which means whoever we remember, whoever we think of, whoever we connect to, our mind gets connected to them. when our mind gets connected to another mind, the state of mind of that person, क्या हो जाएगा? क्या हो जाएगा? I think of her, my mind gets connected to her mind, what will happen to my state of mind? My mind has just got connected to another mind, what will happen to my state of mind? You came here, you came with little irritation, anger, impatience, everything, that was your state of mind. The minds here were radiating another frequency, that got connected to your mind, and now how is your state of mind? It could be the other way around also. It's not influence, it's direct data download. The data of the minds of the people living here has got downloaded on your machine. That's why you're feeling the same as them. Now both have same data. Earlier two of them had different, but you got connected. Now when we go back, what will happen? Now what will happen after we go back? Now we will get connected to other minds. That's where we have to take care. Because when we get connected to other minds, the way this data got downloaded, that data gets downloaded, and after 2 days we'll say, Mount Abu was beautiful. It doesn't work in this world. This is the belief system. Why? Because obviously we will get connected to other minds. It's very, very, very risky to think of people, to remember people who are depleted. Because very soon we are going to get depleted. Like a child is in trouble, mother is sitting at home and she comes to know there's something wrong with my child. How did it happen? Because the mother was thinking of the child was in pain, child thought of the mother, minds got connected, mother came to know the child is in pain. Which means the pain of the child got transferred to the mother's mind. And which means in the whole day, a lot of acquired anger, greed, lust of our own sanskars and a lot which we are catching from everyone. Whoever I think of, it is like that website link I've gone to and data will get downloaded on my system. So remember people carefully. Abhi karenge. We'll have to do that. Because in Kali Yuga, see, that's why the consciousness of some people very soon becomes the consciousness of the world. How does consciousness of few people become the consciousness of the world? Because one to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, very soon everybody. But then the other way is also going to happen. That the pure consciousness of a few people will become the pure consciousness of your world. Your world could be your family. Your world could be your workplace and then our world. If one person in one family opens the original folder, only one in one family, very soon other three are going to get influenced. Provided this one soul keeps the original folder open. Because if I don't take care of keeping that original folder open, then their first three folders will influence me. One is going to influence the other. So energies, it's like radio channel. It's like television channel. Right now, the frequencies in the air, which all channels are there in the air over here? TV channel. Which frequencies are there in the air? All. Not peace of mind, all. This we need to know. All the frequencies are there. There's Taplas, there's Soni, there's Z, there's Astha, there's peace of mind. Now it depends which button I press. The minute I press a button, I will get all that data download. But that doesn't mean that the other data is not in the air. All the other data is in the air. Which one did I press? Which means which one did I connect to? I will get influenced only by that one. The rest is all there. Now, if I connect to a soul who's angry, that's the channel I will see. And I will say, I don't know why, nothing has happened, but why am I feeling very irritable today? Because I was thinking of someone who was irritated. And data got downloaded. Now, to protect myself, who should I connect to? Who should I connect to now? Where the original folders are always open. And there's no risk of getting even a trace of those first three folders. Who's that where we have the guarantee that the original folders will always be open? That is why every religion said, remember him. But we did not know the reason why I need to remember him every day. As a child, parents just taught us, pray to God. Then we went to school, we were taught one prayer, pray to God. Why? Why should I connect to him? Why should I think of him? Why should I remember him? Why should I remember him? Why should I remember him? Because if I connect to him, as is he, so I will become. But when we say connect to him, we will have to connect here, not here. Sometimes today, we are praying, we are chanting, but the mouth is doing it and the hands are doing it. Ever experienced that? In school, we used to stand in the assembly, finish the prayer, but the mind was thinking of which exam is there today, what is the teacher going to say, which homework I haven't done, I have to rush after this, I have to copy this, and the mouth was saying, Our Father who art in heaven. Which means the mouth was praying, the mind was connected to somebody else. Charging will not happen. The mind was occupied with the homework and the test that day. The mouth was repeating that every day. It was like driving the car. I could say that prayer in the middle of the night without thinking about it. Right? Right? Who's supposed to be praying? Who is supposed to be praying? Which means who is to connect with God? The mind. We started doing it more. Rituals, beautiful. They come as a gentle reminder to tell us what we are supposed to do. But while performing that ritual, where is the mind supposed to be? If I am lighting the diya, the agarbatti, putting the flowers, but thinking of my program at work, battery will get charged. In fact, in the meantime, the battery will get discharge because I'm creating some anxiety about something that's going to happen. The other way around, I'm working on my laptop, hands are doing this, mind is connected to him. Battery will get charged? Battery will get charged? Yes. Which means it's not about what we are doing outside, it's about whom we are connected to while we are doing what we are doing outside. I could be praying while I'm on the laptop and I could not be praying while I'm standing in the temple. Possible? Possible? I could be getting charged in the middle of crisis because I'm connected there and I could be discharged in a most peaceful temple because I'm connected here somewhere. So it's all about who my mind is connected to. That's meditation. Yog. Meditation in Hindi is yog. Yog means connection. Who am I thinking of? Why does it happen that we are connecting to God but the mind is wandering here and there? Reason? Reason? We are? Past three sanskars. What will the past three sanskars do? We just have to remember him like we remember so many other people. We're giving priority to others, but we've taken out 10 minutes for that. We remember only those whom we love. Okay, one. Second? One hour is quite a bit. If we do it 1 hour daily, battery fully charged. Important is when we are sitting for 1 hour, how many minutes are we actually connected there? It's not about the time. It doesn't have to be hours of prayers and meditations. It could be 1 minute. But that one, it's like the phone again. We don't necessarily need to connect it to the charger for 1 hour. We might not have 1 hour. But after every 1 hour, even if we connect it for 5 minutes, my phone is functional the whole day. Because it's getting that little charging. But if I connect it to the charger for 1 hour, but it's a little loose, then after that 1 hour, the phone is discharged than what it was before, not charged. So I'm sitting for 1 hour, but connected for how much time? Which means my every thought has to be in his remembrance, not here. Otherwise, I sat to dial his number and the phone got connected here. I started chatting here, he's on hold. Yeah, it happens, no, sometimes. We're about to call up somebody and another call comes. We put that person on hold and we're talking here for 10 minutes. Utti der mein humne kaha, office ka time ho gaya, chalo. Finished. He's on hold. And I thought I finished my prayers. But those 10 minutes I was internally chatting with somebody else. Battery did not get charged. To remember him, to connect to him, I need to know who exactly he is. If I do not know the person as he rightly is, what are his qualities, what are his roles, what does he do in my life, if I don't have complete knowledge, complete clarity, I will not be able to connect to him. Who am I? What did we say yesterday? Who am I? Soul. When we visualize, we look at the soul as point of light. Now it's not point of light, it's energy. But to visualize, because we saw yesterday, everything needs to be visualized to get recorded here, we said point of light. Soul means energy. If I am a soul, then my parent is another soul. Another energy. Now we call him Supreme Soul. Param Atma. Atma, Param Atma. Soul, Supreme Soul. Supreme in, not size. Supreme in qualities. 7 qualities of the soul. So Supreme Soul is supreme in those 7 qualities. I am a peaceful soul. God is the ocean of peace. Isiliye we used to say, tu pyar ka sagar hai. You're the ocean of love. But our second line was, teri ek boond ke pyaase hum. We are thirsty for 1 drop of love. Possible? Parent is the ocean of love. Child is thirsty for 1 drop of love. Possible? Should not be. Whatever is yours belongs to Whatever is yours belongs to your children. If your child had to come up to you and say, you're very wealthy and I don't even have 10 paisa. One day you'll listen to him, 2 days you'll listen to him, third day what are you going to say? Bacha, everything that is mine. Who am I working so hard for? Why am I earning so much? Won't you say that? Everything that is mine belongs to you. Look at the consciousness. If I create a thought, I am thirsty for one drop of love. I am thirsty for 1 minute of peace. 1 minute shanti se baithne do. We say like that. So if I say that to myself, I do not have 1 minute of peace, how is my day going to be? And now change that. I am a peaceful soul. How is it going to be? How is it going to be? Yesterday Suraj Bhai shared, create this thought every day. I am a peaceful soul, child of the ocean of peace. How am I going to feel? And in 3 days you have seen that it's the truth. Back there we said I need 1 minute of peace. Here we are peaceful the whole day. Where has that peace come from? I am a peaceful soul. If we were not peaceful souls, even if we come into a peaceful environment, we will not feel it. Which means if I do not have the folder of peace, even if I come into a peaceful environment, I will not feel it because my file will not open. We can feel only our file, but that file got opened because of coming into an environment of peace. If you do not have a sanskar of anger, let everyone around you get angry. If you do not have a sanskar of anger, let everyone around you get angry, you will be peaceful. Possible? Suppose you have a sanskar of punctuality. How many here have a sanskar of punctuality? Done? Sanskar of punctuality? Everyone around you comes late. Suppose everyone around you comes late. Will you start coming late? Because irritation is another sanskar. We are talking only about the sanskar of punctuality. Irritation is another sanskar. See, each thing is another file. So he is saying, I open my file of irritation. That's fine, that's a choice. But what happened to your file of punctuality? Did it disappear? No. Did you create a file of coming late? No, you don't have that file. So let the whole world come late, you will come on time. Why? Because you do not have the file of coming late. So the vibration of everyone coming late also cannot influence you. So unless we have a particular sanskar, we will not experience it even if we are in that environment. So feeling peaceful here is a proof that we are peaceful souls. We have that file. We have that file. I am a peaceful soul, child of the ocean of peace. Only 1 minute of this thought. One is I am bankrupt. And one is there's no one more wealthier than me. It's two absolutely different consciousness. If I believe I'm bankrupt, how will I live my life? How will I live my life? Please give me peace, please give me love, please give me respect because I am bankrupt. So this is how we were living in Kali Yuga. Now, consciousness change. I am a peaceful soul, child of the ocean of peace. Now what do I do from tomorrow? Now what do I do? Now there's no question. It's automatically going to go. Because this is who I am and this is how I will be. Earlier we thought this is what I want. I was not aware of my own bank balance. So I thought I had nothing. People around me made me believe that I have nothing. And everybody said we have nothing. So together we all said we have nothing. And then we started saying stress is natural. IT means stress. Why? Natural. It's a consciousness that radiates. And very soon everybody is talking the same vocabulary. It's like a language, no? It's like a language. Five people start using a particular word, very soon the whole office is using it. Nobody even checks whether that word is right, whether it makes sense, nothing. Five people do something, very soon everybody is doing it. It's like a fashion, no? Five people wear a particular thing, very soon everybody is wearing. Five people think a particular thing, very soon everybody is thinking. Need to pause and check. Now when we sit in meditation, we will first create thoughts about who I am. Then we will connect to Him. He is the ocean of purity, the ocean of peace. And when I think of Him, when you think of your child or your spouse, automatically what are the feelings that you will have? Depending on what's your relationship. Now think of somebody who you don't get along well with. Just think of them. And what's the feeling that you will have? Simple, hai? Easy, hai? Depending on who the person is, depending on how my relationship is, just think of them and we can feel it here, even though they're not here. This is all that we have to do in meditation. We have too many belief systems about God. There is so much confusion that we are confused who is He actually, because we've heard and read so much and never really experienced Him. Spirituality doesn't say believe in something. Spirituality says experiment it, experience it. When you experience it, it will be the truth for you. Till then, nothing. From Dwapar Yug and Kal Yug, there were very divine souls who came into this world and gave us the introduction of God. Right? Muhammad, Mahavir, Shankaracharya, Gautam Buddha, Jesus Christ, Guru Nanak, everybody gave introduction. What did they say? And how was their finger? Always? Always like this? God is one, God is light, God is truth, and we are children of God. Everybody gave the same message. There's no contradiction. Now just see what happened over a period of Dwapar Yug and Kal Yug. Every prophet gave the same teaching. The aim of the teaching was to? What was the aim of that teaching? To again emerge the purity of the soul, to get us united. What did we do, or what did souls at that time do? Instead of getting connected to the teaching, we got connected to the teacher. There's a little difference between the two. Instead of getting connected to what Jesus Christ said, I said I'm connected to Christ, which is fine. But I got connected to the teacher, not to the teaching. So then your teacher and my teacher was different. And so you and me became different. The teacher had come to unite us. Had we all got connected to the teaching, we would be united today. Because teachings are the same. Teachings are the same. We would have got united. We got connected to the teacher. 4-5 different teachers. Then after that teacher, under the same department, 5 more teachers. Then teachers, then teachers. Even under that one segment, we got divided. And today, we're actually having wars in the name of religion. Religion had come to unite us, and we have got divided in the name of religion. Because we connected to the teacher, not to the teaching. Teachings are same. Ways could be a little different. Someone will say fast on this day, someone will say fast on this day, someone will say pray at this time, another one will say pray at this. Little lifestyle changes. Our lifestyle could be different, but the teaching was the same. And everyone said, God is one, God is light, God is truth, and finger was up there. And everyone said, there will be a time when God Himself will have to descend to take us all out of this pain, rejuvenate us, recharge us, and take us back to our potential. Everyone has taught us that. And everyone said, there was paradise, and there will be paradise once again. Satyug, golden age. Treta Yug, silver age. Dwapar Yug, copper age. Kali Yug, iron age. Cycle. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. Yesterday, we met in the morning. We were clean, fresh, energetic. Afternoon, evening, night. What happened in the night? We were a little tired, dirty. The souls in the morning, that means the people in the morning, were the same people in the... The people who were fresh in the morning were the same people who were tired and dirty in the night, and next morning, it is the same people, not different. Same people, fresh in the morning, tired in the night, fresh next morning. Now look at this cycle in a little bigger picture. Satyug. Satyug, golden age, morning. How were the souls? How were the souls? Battery fully charged. Those seven qualities, full. Full. Pure, love, peace. When the battery is fully charged, will it do like this? No, it will do like this. When the soul is fully charged, fully pure, how will the body be? Perfect. Healthy. How would nature be? Perfect, pure, swarg, paradise, heaven, satyug. Where was this satyug? Where was this heaven? Where was this heaven? This heaven was here. Heaven is not here, there. Heaven is here. Morning. Then same soul left one body, took another body, left that body, took another body, dheere, 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 battery, very slow, very gradual. Satyug, Tretayug, golden age, silver age, dheere, 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 morning, afternoon, evening, Dwapar Yug. In the golden and silver age, will we pray to God? Why? Why? All are pure. All are happy. All are having a perfect time. They don't think of the parent. It's the same like when your children go down to play. You're living in a tower. You're on the 10th floor. Child has gone down to play. Having a great time. Doesn't even think of us. You're watching from the balcony. I'm enjoying. First hour, perfect. Second hour, perfect. Third hour, starts getting a little tired, but still continues playing. But gets a little tired, then there's a little cheating in the game. Once in a while, looks up. My mummy, papa are there, na, for me. We started praying to God, Dwapar Yug. Satyug, Treta Yug, golden silver age, no prayers, no religion, no temple, no church, nothing. Children having a good time. Because we will only think of Him when we are in a little pain. So from Dwapar Yug, when we started forgetting I am a soul, and we started thinking I am a body, I am a position, I am a role, body consciousness increased, pain increased. The minute the child is in pain, and then we made the first temples. Which are the first temples we made in India? The Shiv temples. Symbol of God. Shivling, the symbol of God. Jyotirling. Shiv, name. Jyoti, form. Ling means symbol. Which means the soul had a remembrance that how is God? Point of light. But now how do I manifest that? How do I make it a symbol to pray? So we made a round shape. Dheere dheere time passed. Then we made more temples. Who were the next temples that we made of? First we made temples of Shiv Jyotirling. What were the temples after that? Deities. Who were these deities? Who were these deities? Why did we think of them? Who were they? Who were these deities? Why did we make their temples? First we made the temples of Shiv Jyotirling. We were making his temple. Which means we were thinking, why did we make temples of deities? Who were they? Imagine yourself in the copper age. Who were these good people whom we made temples of? Think, you know the answer. Today at the Rajghat, we make a memorial of Mahatma Gandhi. Who is he? Why did we just create a Mahatma Gandhi out of nowhere? No. Whose memorial did we make? Of a person who was there, lived a very righteous, beautiful life. We think of him today, we revere him, so we've gone and made a memorial. Who were the deities? Who were the deities whose temples we made? We had just crossed Satyug and Treta Yug and we had just come to Dwapar Yug. Who were the deities? They were in Satyug and Treta Yug because deities means divine soul, the one who is going to give. And that's why see how the deities, how do we show their hands? One hand like this, one hand like this. Which means always giving blessings and good wishes. Face reflects purity, divinity. Body, perfect. Whose memorial was this? Those who had been in golden age and silver age. Now we were not experiencing the same quality. So we started making their temples. We were actually making memorials of our own forefathers. Like today, we would keep a portrait of our grandparents. And then we will show the next generation to come. Who is this? This was your grandfather. This was your great-grandparent. So we made portraits and monuments. And what were we showing the next generation? Who are these? Who are these? These were our ancestors. And that is why every family today also has a Kul Devi, Kul Devta. Right? What is the meaning of Kul Devi, Kul Devta? Kul means family. Kul Devi, Kul Devta, which means I belong to the family of this particular Devi. That means this deity is been my ancestors. We are the descendants of those divine souls. So we started making temples of our ancestors. We were very clear that time, they are not God, they are ancestors, but divine souls. Then Gautam Buddha, Mahavir, Muhammad, Shankaracharya, every divine soul came onto this world, said God is one. We started following them. We went from Dwapar Yug to Kal Yug. Guru Nanak Dev Ji, what is the message he gave? 500 years back only. Ek Omkar Nirakar Sat Naam Vahe Guru. Ek Nirakar matlab bodiless, not physical. Sat Naam, the truth. Vahe Guru means he is the highest one. He did not say. He said there. They all said connect there. We got connected there. They were fully charged batteries who came and said connect to the powerhouse. We got connected to the battery. Had we got connected to the powerhouse according to what they were teaching us, we would have been charged. Now, Satyug, Tretayug, Kalyug, Dwaparyug, Kalyug. Kalyug end, battery. Now think, those who know the answer earlier, don't answer. Those souls who were there in Satyug, golden age, where are they today? Those who were on this planet in the golden age, in heaven, where are they today? Soul comes on to the world, takes a costume, leaves the body, takes another costume, leaves the body, takes another costume, leaves, takes another. The one who came in Satyug, where are they today? Point a finger, where are they? Point a finger at them, where are they? What is over here? There's a floor. Where are they? Point a finger at them. Not here. Where are they? Where? Simple. Where are those divine souls? Here. Same people in the morning get dirty in the night and same people rest and get clean in the morning. Same soul is powerful in the morning, depleted in the Kalyug, charged again and powerful. Where are those Devi Devtas? Not within us. I. Within us seems like another entity inside me. No. I, the battery, fully charged. I, the battery, depleted. Now if Satyug has to come, what has to be happened? These batteries which were fully charged, which have got depleted, have to charge again. Satyug aajayega. Kitna simple hai. And who will be going into that Satyug again? No laptops. No computer. All this is all end of Kalyug technology. Satyug communication will be like this. They will not even speak because high pure souls. Even in Kalyug we can communicate with thoughts. Imagine what it will be like when we are fully charged. Just create a thought, the other soul will catch it. Now, do you know why you have come here? Now the aim objective gets a little higher. Yesterday I gave you a simple aim objective, only angel. Actually the aim objective is to be that divine soul, that Satyugi soul, who I was and now I will become again. It's like a child who used to come first every day in class, suddenly forgot, started failing. Then the parent has to come and teach the child, do you know your potential? You used to come first every year. The child says, no, I'm failing this time. No, you used to come first. Remember, connect, come first again. So together we are now going to bring Satyug into this world. By bringing Satyug here. It's a tipping point. It's a very big paradigm shift that is going to come in this world. Kalyug cannot go on forever. Everything has an end and then we shift. But how will that shift happen? When a certain number of souls ready, agree to be a part of that shift and create that shift. Now when we go back tomorrow, Kaliyugi sanskar is anger. Satyogi Sanskar is? We have both the folders. So we're not doing anything new, we don't have to learn, we don't have to... Nothing, it's there. Which one I'm going to use? Few days, attention. And after that it will go into... And then you will be that divine soul wherever you are. Whether at home, whether at work, you will be that divine soul. Your divinity will help other souls to emerge their divinity. And that's why we learn here, when we change, the world changes. So Satyug here, then Satyug in my house, then Satyug in my workplace, and then Satyug in this world has to happen. The world is talking about an end. You know, we had so many years where the world was supposed to end. 2000, 2012. The world is not to come to an end. The world is to come through a transformation. The Kali Yuga will come to an end. This old way of thinking, this will come to an end. But before the old world collapses, the new world will be ready. We construct a new house and then break down the old one. Otherwise, where will we be in between? So we are going through that paradigm shift. Now, daily 10 minutes of meditation. And daily taking this spiritual gyan study. Early morning, half an hour. How many of you read the newspaper in the morning? Easiest way to live in Kali Yuga is to read the Kali Yuga newspaper every morning. Because as will be the information, so will be the thoughts, as will be the thoughts, so will be the karma, as will be the karma, so will be the sanskar. So if I want to live in Kali Yuga, simplest way is to read the newspaper early morning. Whatever we take in becomes a part over here. Just look at the change in society in the last 20 years. Since we have been flooded with information, media. We are that fortunate generation who was in the era of Doordarshan. Yes. Yes. Very protected. The generation before us, no Doordarshan also. Emotionally stronger than us. Then we came, era of Doordarshan. But children today, Facebook, internet, 24 hours television, 24 hours radio, information, and no checking on the quality of the information. It's absolutely no one's fault that they become emotionally weak because they are flooded with negative information. If someone only eats junk food, how do you expect them to be healthy? So how do we expect our children to be healthy, emotionally strong, if they are flooded only with negativity? Are we giving them any source of pure information in the whole day? We can't stop the negative information. It's like you can't stop your children from eating burger, pizza. You can't stop them from doing that. But at least you'll take care that one meal should be healthy. Will you take care of that? That one meal should be a proper dal, sabji, roti. Okay, the rest of the day now you eat what you want. So what is that one meal of pure information that our children are getting today? Or we are taking today? If I don't take even one pure meal of information, then pure thinking, positive thinking is almost impossible. Because I haven't taken in the food. When we come to the Brahma Kumaris, today if you see, we have 10 lakh families, everyone living at home, working, business, job, family, everything. Just one shift in lifestyle. Early morning, 45 minutes, we go to the center, pure newspaper. That's the only shift. The only shift. And actually it's the only shift which is needed to change sanskars. that don't read the Kali Yugi newspaper early in the morning. When the blotting paper is clean, absorption power is highest. And today we don't just read the newspaper, we watch the news. Is there a difference between the two? Reading the news and watching and listening to the news. Difference between the two? What's the difference? What's the impact on the soul? When we read the newspaper, we read there was an earthquake, there was a terror attack, 100 people died. The mind is processing that information. But when we watch that news, it's not belief, it's the truth. But when we watch that, 100 people died, people crying, people, the emotion there becomes the emotion here. And that's why see what has happened since we have 24/7 news channels. Switch it on anytime and flood yourself with. It is happening. We know it's happening. We need to be informed, not to absorb. Because very soon, pain in one part of the world is becoming pain of the world. When the Mumbai terror attack took place, the news channel flooded it for 4 days. You know how many people went into depression all over the country? Nothing to do with Mumbai. Because we are already on borderline of our emotional strength. If we consume too much of negative information, no power left. Please take care. How much to watch? Safest, IT, switch on your phone, read the headlines, full stop. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. Don't absorb the emotion. We already have enough of our own. We need to contribute to creating peace if there is pain in the world. Not absorb the pain and contribute to creating pain to an already painful world. That's not called caring for them. That's called adding pain to their pain. But if we keep ourselves protected and we stay powerful and peaceful, we are adding peace to the pain in the world. That's our responsibility. So every morning what we do is, no listening to the news, no reading the newspaper, keep it for the second half of the day, and first 45 minutes of the morning, Jnana, spiritual knowledge. That's all. 10 minutes meditation and knowledge, rest of the day, work, family, everything else. But morning breakfast meal is pure. After that, we are also surrounded by all the junk that is happening, negative information. But one meal is enough to create positive thoughts. And that one meal is enough to create pure sanskars in the whole day. Like Suraj Bhai shared yesterday, what is the first thought when you wake up in the morning? This is a checking. And what is the last thought before going to sleep? Very important. That's the only shift we bring about, and that creates all the other shift. Now, what will we do in that meditation? Should we do it now? Right? Meditation means the three faculties of the soul will be used. Mind, intellect, sanskar. Mind will create a thought, intellect will visualize it, and I, the soul, will experience it, means it becomes a part of my recording, the sanskar. There was an experiment conducted by scientists at Harvard. You can go up on the net and search it. They had two groups of people. One group of people were asked to play the piano for 2 hours every day for 5 days. Physically play the piano. The second group were asked to play the piano in their mind. Meaning visualize that they are playing the piano, not play the actual piano. 2 hours daily, 5 days, 2 hours daily, 5 days. And their brains were monitored using the TMS technique daily. And the final analysis said, whether it is real or whether it is imaginary, the brain and the body respond the same way. And the final analysis was, the brain cannot recognize the difference between real and imaginary. Which means, if a problem is real in your life, or if you're only worrying about a problem, it's the same for the brain and the body. That's why, how do illnesses get created in the body? How do illnesses get created in the body? Think. But today, the same thinking is being used to heal the body. If a negative thinking can create an ailment, a pure thought can heal that ailment. If I can create a thought, I'm not well, and I can fall ill, I can create a thought, I'm perfectly fine, and I can get better. So visualization is used to heal the soul and heal the body, heal the relationships, heal the environment. Now, mind will create a thought, intellect will visualize it, and we will experience it. Okay? We'll do it right now. Sit back. Try, if possible, not to close your eyes. Only because we tend to fall off to sleep. And second, because we're going to do it during the day. We can't keep closing our eyes. When you think of anyone at home, do you need to close your eyes? Just remember anyone at home. Agayat? Can you see them? Yes? Can you think of them? Feel it? This is meditation. Did you close your eyes? No. Did you have to do anything physically? No. Who's doing everything? And we can do this anytime, anywhere. We can be sitting at home with family, thinking of work. We can be sitting at work, thinking of family, and we don't need to close our eyes, and no one comes to know what is happening inside. No one comes to know what's happening inside, right? Only we know. Similarly, when we're thinking of Him, we don't need to close our eyes. We don't need to do anything unnatural outside, which will make it time specific. Okay, I can do this only for 5 minutes. No, I can do it while driving the car, I can do it while walking, and I can do it while working on my computer. So it has to be very natural, which gradually it will happen. Now we're going to do a simple exercise, where I will give you a few thoughts. You will take that thought, visualize it. And start feeling it. We're just going home. The home where we came from on Friday. Look at yourself getting up, going out of this hole, using the same mode of transport you came by. The train, the flight, we're going home. We've reached our city, driving home. See everything that comes on the way while we're going home. We've reached home. We're standing at the main door. Look at the color of the door of your house. Gradually open the door and walk in. look at everything at home. Where is the sofa? What color is it? The television set? Which make is it? Look at everything very carefully. Who are the people at home right now? Let's go and have a chat with them. Share with them our experience of the last 2 days. Tell them everything. They are listening. It's breakfast time. Let's open the refrigerator. Fresh fruits there. There's a fresh orange there. Take it out and come and sit in the most comfortable chair of your house. And start eating. Bye bye to everyone. We're coming back here. Same way. Same transportation. Back to Gyan Sarovar. Walk into the hall. On our seat. Om Shanti. How many were able to go home? Yes? You were able to see your place? Yes? Were you able to see the people at home? Were you able to talk to them? Did you have the orange? How many could feel the saliva? Perfect. Meditation. 5-6 minutes. Did you think of anyone else? This is it. Simple. Now we were meditating, connecting to this family. Whom we left on Friday. Now we have to do it again. Now connecting to? Now we ate the orange so we could experience the orange. Now what are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? What are vibrations of peace, of love, of purity? Process is the same. Mind will create a thought, intellect will visualize it, the soul will experience it. We've experienced the orange without actually physically eating it. This is what it said. Whether it's real or it's imaginary, the effect on the brain and the body will be the same, which means the effect on the soul will be the same. Chale, again? Ready? Anyone fell off to sleep? No? Eyes open. Comfortable. Chalo. Again. Now who will travel? Soul. How does the soul look? Point flat. Tiny. There's a very beautiful CD here at the counter. It's called Discovery. You can buy that CD because it got visuals. It's called the whole Raj Yoga as visuals. So when we see it, it becomes easy to visualize it. It's called Discover. Okay, so soul is point of light. Which home are we going to? Okay? The soul world. That's where we point our finger every time. Where is God? There. Even though the temple is here. But when we think of God, where do we point the finger? There. We never say this. We say there. Soul world. Just like the sky, it's another sky of golden red light and it's only souls there. And who else is going to be there? Who else is going to be there? Supreme Soul. How does the Supreme Soul look? Point of light. And what are we going to get from Him? That vibration of purity and peace. God, Allah, Bhagwan, Ishwar, these were the words we address Him by. He's our Father. If we want the relationship to be personal, we don't address our parent by their title. You wouldn't address your parent saying Mr. So-and-so. If your parent is a doctor, you won't address them Dr. So-and-so. The rest of the world will address them saying Dr. So-and-so. But what will we call our parent? Hello? So over here, we address him calling him Baba. Baba means father. Yesterday Suraj Bhai said Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba doesn't mean a human figure. Shiv Baba means that energy, that point of light, God, our father. Lekin jaise we say Baba, the relationship feels closer. Okay? Chale, again. Body relaxed, straight. I, the being, the energy, the master of this body. I, the creator of every thought and feeling. I, in the center of the forehead, tiny point of light. Visualize like a tilak, a mindi, a star in the center of the forehead. This is I am a divine soul. I am a Satyugi soul. My every sanskar, pure, powerful, this is I. I, the soul, I'm going home for a few minutes. Let me see myself leaving this hall, flying upwards. I, the little star, flying up above Gyan Sarovar and up, going home. I'm above the earth. I'm crossing the sun, the moon and the stars. I'm going home. sudden red light. The soul world complete silence, stillness, there in front of me, a very powerful, bright, divine light, just like me, point of light. Go closer to that light. My parent, my friend, my teacher, my guide. The ocean of purity and love. Like the sun's rays, this is the point of light radiating purity and love. Look at the laser beam from God reaching to me. Child of the ocean of purity, I am pure divine soul, filled with all his powers. If you have any thought on your mind, any problem, any past mistake, any guilt, any question, share it. We will get all our answers. Share it and forget it. The answer will come to you. Do not get entangled in the problem, just share it. That's it. Surrender. Filling myself with his powers, I now return. Same way, into this hole, in the center of the forehead, on my seat, ready to take charge. I, the divine being, these vibrations radiate to every cell of my body. Every cell of my body gets full of God's love and purity. I'm completely healthy. My divine vibrations radiate to all around me. and into the universal mind. The entire day today, situations will come. People may not be the way I want them to be. I am a divine Satyugi soul, giving, giving, and only giving. We will stay in this consciousness, and this is how we will go for breakfast today, in complete stillness, complete silence, breakfast only with ourselves and talking to Him. Sister Suman will give us a few instructions, but we will listen to them in this stage of stillness and silence. We will walk for breakfast, have breakfast with ourselves, and come back here in silence. 1 hour of mourn silence. How many are ready to do an hour of silence today? Ready? Silence gives power. And just take care, not silence just here, but silence here. This is rest. Rest for a mind who has not rested even while sleeping. Thinking, 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 thinking. Silence.